We are now at the statue of John Brown Gordon, and this is the first statue erected on the exterior of the Capitol. Governor Gordon died in 1904, and this statue was erected in 1907. And so a committee was put together to raise the money for the statue. It was going to be put in a public spot. At that point, the most prominent statue in the city was the Henry Grady statue that was located right on Marietta Street in front of what was then City Hall that had been the state capitol, and across the street from the federal government building. And so over here, you had the new capitol built, and John Brown Gordon was the governor in 1889. When the legislature marched here to the new capitol, he was the one who greeted them on July 3rd, 1889. He served then as governor and senator, and this monument was erected in his honor 3 years after his death. It captures the whole lost cause ideology in many, many ways. One way is the bas-relief rendering on the side here of him in senatorial garb, hand on lapel, document in hand, and it says governor, senator, and patriot. So patriot is a term that was used for those who served the Confederacy. They were seen as patriotic. Of course, we see it in the longer lens of history as unpatriotic. They had gone against the Constitution and seceded from the Union. So part of the lost cause was to recast them as fighting for states' rights, fighting for the right of the people, and so patriot was the term that was used. The statue itself doesn't have him standing in civilian garb. It is a portrait of him in older age when he served as governor and senator, and there is a cheek wound that he sustained from battle as a general during the the Civil War. And so he's mounted on the horse that he rode as a Confederate general. He's dressed in Confederate uniform. And the statue itself is on the north side of the building here, and he's looking north as if, you know, he's back in waiting for the Yankees to come back. And so what it doesn't say is that in the immediate aftermath of the Civil War, he was the head of the resistance to African Americans voting, the Ku Klux Klan. And so it doesn't say governor, senator, KKK leader in Georgia, and yet that's what he was. And so for the most part, people have no idea what this is and who this is. But once you start giving its history, people say, what do we have a KKK guy there in front of the Capitol? And so by revealing history, it raises the whole issue of whether a memorial like this should be here.